Nolte, Twitter strips gold verified badge from fake news merchants at New York Times. By John Nolte on October 20, 2023. Twitter has finally removed its gold verification badge from the far-left New York Times. This comes just days after the Times gleefully spread the debunked conspiracy theory that Israel had targeted a hospital in Gaza with a rocket and killed 500 people. The truth was that one Islamic terrorists associated with Hamas launched that rocket at Israeli civilians, and it went awry, landing near their own hospital. 2. The available images appear to show that the hospital was barely even grazed, aside from broken glass and shrapnel, and 3. 50 are dead, not 500. Other than that, good job, New York Times. Watch, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. The New York Times has a blue verification badge, which Twitter users can purchase with a monthly subscription. The gold badge is above and beyond that status, something awarded by Twitter. The idea is to inform Twitter users this is a Goldstandard publication. How the Times is serial liars won that gold badge after all this is beyond me. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of dead Indian children hoax. Israel bombed Gaza hospital hoax. But I don't run Twitter. Laughably, the far-left Hamas huggers at the Washington Post also enjoy the status of a gold badge, which is kind of like making Alec Baldwin the NRA's Man of the Year. Speaking of the incredible shrinking Washington Post, it is in a real snit over the Times losing its cherished gold badge. Yes, without a gold badge, democracy is dead or something. The move further extends Musk's attempts to use the social media company he bought with claims of defending free speech to undercut news organizations he dislikes. It also suggests Musk has adopted the kinds of secretive social media tactics he and Twitter's conservative critics once loudly denounced. The verification system change has made it more challenging for users to seek out official or authoritative information during major news events. A study released Thursday by the media ratings service NewsGuard found that 74% of the worst Israel-Gaza misinformation on X had been spread by paid-for blue verified accounts. NewsGuard, lol. Methinks the fake news merchants at the incredible shrinking Washington Post are a tad concerned they might lose their own gold badge, which they should never have received. Naturally, nowhere in the Post article does it mention all the lies the Times has told over the years, including this latest lie about Israel bombing a hospital, which did exactly what the Times wanted it to do: stir up anti-Israel hate and violence all over the globe. But the New York Times is America's gold standard. The corporate media is purely a political animal now. A rabid thing out to destroy Western civilization and rebuild us year zero into something where they rule from lofty skyscrapers and country villas while the rest of us serfs live in 400 square feet efficiency apartments getting high and watching porn. The only thing protecting us from being massacred and pulled from our homes by domestic terrorists is the Second Amendment. Believe that. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.